Now, the one and only reason why I'm actually at lunch in the Business Design Center in London, in Islington, is because Matthew Algie is here, and I've reviewed two great coffees from Matthew Algie not too long ago on Coffee Mumbo Jumbo. And I wanted to meet Jill, who's in the marketing department at Matthew Algie's, all the way in Glasgow. And sadly, you know, she's not here today because she doesn't feel too well. But the lady who works with her, Christy, also in the marketing department, is here. And we've started kind of a really nice, interesting conversation about the specialty coffee market, and especially Matthew Algie being going for 150 years. But as of late, in May, I think this year it was, when you launched the Microlots and the more kind of specialty coffee branch. And I was lucky enough to review the Newton's Apple and the Raya Batak. But you've got others on the program. So tell me a little bit more, Christy, about the other coffees that you have in the specialty and micro lot section, and why. Why have you branched out to that?
Well, we branched out as part of a wider exercise that we did a couple of years ago, just to make sure that we had our coffee range aligned with all the different needs and requirements of the market. And at that time, there was quite a big push being made, or the emergence, if you like, of artisanal coffee coming through. And at that point in time, we didn't really have that kind of niche, micro-lot, single-origin, hand-roasted coffee within our portfolio. So we took the opportunity to bring some of these new small-volume, niche, artisanal coffees into the range, like the ones that you mentioned. So they vary, because by their very nature, they get replaced and replenished, and we buy in very small quantities potentially, so that we're keeping it fresh and keeping the quality side of things up. You mentioned some of them there, but we also have crafty little number, which
another espresso blend.
I can show you a packet, or you guys know you're going to taste some a little bit later on.
Yeah, okay.
We're going through various.
So tell me what's in it.
Do you know? I don't know, but
let's go grab a bag. Let's grab a bag. There's loads of bags. It's a lovely stand here, actually. Jill, although you're tucked up in bed, you did a great job on the stand. Here we go. So crafty little number.
Yeah, we're on crafty little number 1.2, so we're going up in various revisions as the lot numbers change. So this includes some Brazil, Brazil and Guatemalan coffee primarily.
Okay.
And it is described as sweetness in tight shots and a buttery body.
Okay.
Stunning with small volumes of milk.
All right. Now, when you do, and we spoke earlier that you did a bit of cupping this morning, or just filter coffees and doing kind of a ratio test.
Yeah.
There is definitely differences in how you kind of prepare your coffees, right?
Yeah, very much so. So we've been having a bit of a play on the stand, as we often do at times like this, where you get little bits of slack downtime.
Yes.
We were playing with the Raja Batak in the filter cones. We've also got Chemex on the stand at the moment.
All right.
So we tried the Raja Batak with 18 grams, and it was coming through very, very light.
But what's the water ratio then for your 18 grams?
I don't know.
You don't know exactly.
I would need to ask one of the girls who were doing it earlier.
Yeah, and that was on which vessel, on which brewing
method?
On the
filter cones, on the ceramic filter.
Okay, that's actually quite high for, let's say, well, it depends actually on the water ratio, but if you were to do, I normally do 230 grams to 16 grams of coffee, 230 grams of water or liquid fluid. On either the V60 or the Chemex. Usually kind of works a treat, but you're quite right, it does make a difference.
Yep, we upped it to 25 grams and...
if I don't know the water, I don't know how this would possibly taste.
No, it's all relative, but we'll put you through it later on if you've got time. But that was really nice, so smooth.
Yeah.
Really brought out the flavour profile beautifully.
Which brings me to another question. What do you like about coffee? Why did you join Matthew Algie?
I don't think I realised how much I loved coffee until I joined Matthew Algie, actually. I liked coffee, but this has really kind of brought it out to me, and now that I'm experimenting with lots of things. So last week, for example, I tried soya milk in coffee for the first time in a latte, and surprisingly it was very, very nice. It might be my new default coffee.
To be healthier.
Well, it's less calories, but it comes through really, really nutty and really, really sweet. And in certain
Which coffee was that then?
That was with one of our customers' own blends, actually. So
all right.
Experimenting with it in a,
interesting,
in a customer's own blend.
Yeah. So are you based in Glasgow as well?
Yes. So all five of us in the marketing department are based up in Glasgow.
And where are you from originally?
I've lived in Scotland for all bar 4 years of my life.
Oh, fantastic.
Just don't have the accent, obviously.
No. Should I ask about the referendum? I mean, well, not what you voted, but are you happy with the outcome?
I'm happy with the outcome if in the fullness of time it turns out to be good for the people of Scotland and better for everyone in the UK, which I think is the possible implications of it, because it's lit the touch paper a bit, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. I mean, it might even have ripple effects to other parts of the United Kingdom.
I think so.
Which
it
was
sounds
what we're
like
hoping.
It.
No doubt
all these politicians will be preparing their general election campaigns on the back of what's happened in Scotland in the last week. So,
do you think from a business point of view, would it have made any difference if it would have been yes for Matthew Elgee?
We're not politically motivated at all. We're just interested in, you know, doing...
Yeah, but I mean, it might have had implications because of, you know, if that currency thing, whatever. But you think it would have been... Well, we don't know, basically.
No, it's hard to second guess what might have happened. And I'm sure we'd have been no different to any other company of our size based in Scotland.
Sure, sure.
So.
Do you know what? I don't quite know the actual kind of founder of Matthew Elgee all these years ago. Was he actually Scottish?
He was Scottish and he was called Matthew Elgee.
Okay, all right. I should have read up on that, but yeah.
No, it's fine. He was a tea merchant originally.
Okay.
So we were bringing tea up the River Clyde on the clippers back in the day when tea was more popular than coffee.
Yeah.
And then in the 1950s in post-war Britain, it changed to coffee and... Now we're more coffee.
Yeah, I mean, one thing's for sure, Matthew Elgee is a source of knowledge when it comes to coffee. So I think that addition to kind of having an artisan roasted coffee, the only thing that I know, because I do taste a lot of artisan roasted coffees and this kind of third wave of coffee roasters, which do try and achieve something slightly different with their coffee in their roasting process. And I will say that yours, although in the speciality, is still... on the darker side of it. I mean, why would you say that is? And in fact, that is also, in a way, covering up maybe the fruitiness and the sweetness that could still be there if the profile might have been a little different. What's your view on that? Is that fair to say?
I'm not as expert on coffee tasting as you, but I think that would be a great question to ask of one of our kind of technical guys or girls who are involved in the roasting and the development of the various blends that we have.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's been a bit of a trend in the market generally to kind of roast coffees kind of on the darker side, as you put it, but a lot of our coffees have lighter flavour profiles as well, so perhaps you just need to try more coffee.
I think I do. Alright, well, it's getting busy here, people are pulling shots, you're going to pull a shot for me now, I don't know who's going to be, but I'm signing out now from, having met Christy, yet another person of a highly successful Matthew Elgee company. Thanks, Christy.
You're welcome.
And get well, Jill.
Yep, get well, Jill.